The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Beginning with some relaxation of body. Allowing the body to relax is so supportive to help the mind to also relax. And as the mind relaxes, it also feeds back and helps the body relax further. And both of those support our natural capacity to be aware, to be present. Our system, our human system, with its senses, with its mind that knows, is designed to receive information in the present moment about what's happening around us and within us. And we often get in the way of that by having the mind be compressed tight, our bodies be tense, mental agitation will get in the way of that natural capacity we have to be here. And so allowing there to be a relaxation of body. Maybe scanning through the body and consciously relaxing areas of the body where there may be tension. Sometimes it can be interesting to explore relaxation, not through searching out tension, finding it and trying to relax with it or around it, but through a kind of a request of our system, dropping in the thought or the idea, may there be relaxation or may the body relax. And then not trying to do it, but just see as you drop that thought into your mind and body, what happens? What happens in your system as you request or make that invitation? May the body relax. Sometimes that can allow areas of tension to release that we weren't even aware were tense until they release. May the body relax. May the mind relax. Perhaps as there's some kind of relaxation of body and mind, there can be A simple, easy recognition of experience in the present moment, of this body sitting, just attuning to the sensations of body that are obvious and clear, easy to be with, easy to meet. No need to search for anything, just how is this body showing up in this moment? Maybe the experience of pressure, contact points of your hips or back or feet or hands. Maybe the breath, aware of the breathing. Or maybe a broader sense of the body sitting. Or some energy, vibration, tingling, or pulsing in areas of the body. How is the body felt in this moment? You don't need to focus or try to see anything in particular. Just kind of settling back and being available to recognize how the body is showing up. What is happening with the body? Relaxing and receiving. Allowing the body with its senses and its capacity to know, to do their thing, to do their work. Available to just receive sensations. Whatever is obvious in the body. And perhaps as you explore being with whatever's obvious with the body, at times there might be the attention drawn to some particular area of the body, or it might be drawn to another sensation like hearing. And that's okay. Aware of the body and hearing. Mindfulness works in so many different ways. Sometimes it will focus and look at something closely. At other times, it will be broad, taking in many things at the same time. We don't have to make it one way or the other. How are your senses receiving this moment? Just curious about that. What's obvious? It may be broad, a sense of the whole body vibrating or pulsing, or just the sense of sitting and hearing. Or it may be a particular sensation in your toe. And it may shift, sometimes focused, sometimes broad. Can you relax and allow that kind of shifting attention to happen without a need to control it or make it any way? Just receiving. Relax and rest. This kind of mindfulness practice can be very restful. We can rest and receive. And of course, the mind will wander. It will get lost. It'll float out of the present moment, or it will charge out of the present moment. That's very natural. And equally naturally, at some point, you'll recognize that the mind has lost touch with the present moment. But paradoxically, that moment of recognizing that, the mind is already back in touch with the present moment. And so that moment of recognition, what's obvious in that moment? What are the senses receiving in that moment? What's here and now? Sometimes after a wander out of the present moment, there can be a pull back to thinking, a pull into that content. If that's happening, if you're feeling a pull like that, then it can be useful to see if you can turn away from the content, let go of the content, and maybe allow the attention to come back to the body. How has that content affected the body? To reconnect with that capacity to be aware of what's already actually happening in the present moment. Relax and receive.